never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Meenum, an hour from now.
All right, we got an email here from a lady named Megan. I absolutely love the show. Hate asking for help, but here it goes. I'm in the running for the cover of Inc. magazine.
Oh, the cover, okay.
I'm sure it's a long shot, but I've made it this far. I was wondering if you could post my link and help share it, and I can get some votes.
Do we have a picture of her?
Yeah, she sent a link, and it's a whole portfolio of pictures.
What's her name?
Megan with an M-A-E-G-E-N.
Oh, I got it here. Okay, all right.
And she includes the link. Now, you know, some of our Facebook commenters on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page can be a little brutal.
No, she's hot. Don't worry about that.
But I think we could help her out.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and post that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she got some cool ink all down her leg and her shoulder. The sweater needs to move away, though, because I can see more.
There's more pictures
oh, there
down
is.
Below.
Yeah.
There's more pictures down below.
Oh, there is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's an entire portfolio.
Holy yes, yeah. She's hot as hell. All right. Ink all over her back. Yeah, the way we like it. Oh, she's all inked up.
Oh, yeah. That's why she's going to be on the cover
of Ink Magazine.
Of Ink Magazine.
Yeah, she is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You better.
Otherwise, it'd be the cover of Just a Couple Tattoos magazine.
Man, I watched my son and my daughter get tattoos recently. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it after COVID, I think, because I don't care. You know, because later in life I got it, less time I'll have it, you know.
Yeah.
Full sleeve?
No, my wife wants me to get a whole full sleeve. So, who knows, you know.
What, Terry Bradshaw thrown in there?
No, Dick.
Franco.
No,
it'd be Franco.
No, I'll show you guys my son's one. It's a salute to my dad. My son got one. And I'll probably get the exact same thing, except it won't say Poppy. It'll say Dad on it. But it includes my dad's football number. Actually, it's my son's football number now, too. But I'd promised him he'd get a tattoo about my dad when my dad passes. Like a couple years ago. He's like most kids. They want tattoos at 10, you know. So, no, mm-hmm. And it can't happen. I said, you got to wait till you're at least a teenager, and then we'll discuss it. And, of course, his grandfather died, so I said, sure, you can get it. It looks really cool. I don't think I've seen the finished product, have you guys?
I think you showed us a picture.
They filled it in. They shaded it.
Okay.
Second time
nice.
Around, it's
yeah.
shading.
And maybe
right?
I saw one of the in process.
The second
photos.
Time around, it's a little shading. And so, yeah, the shading part makes it look a lot better. Yeah, this girl's gorgeous. Yeah, I'll give her a link up. Yeah. We'd share that even if she wasn't gorgeous, but she is.
My daughter wants to get a tattoo on the inside of her lip.
Yeah,
It's dumb.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I don't get that one.
And be on a soup diet for a few days after that.
Yeah, right. You will. You're right.
She won't tell me she wants it to say something. She won't tell me what, though, because I'm against the tattoo.
On her. Well, nobody's going to see it on the inside of her lip. Well, some people will, but you don't want to think about that.
Yeah. Well, you could have to pull it down to show it to people.
Right.
Yeah, well, you were going to pull it. Why don't she just get like something on her ankle or like, on the back of her arm or something, you know, some simple. Why does she want it on the bottom inside of her lip?
No idea. I'm hoping it's something that she grows out of by the time she'd be old enough to walk in someplace and get that.
Yeah, you got to be 18.
Yeah, I think there's
the guardian has to sign in for you. Because mm-hmm. I had to do that with my son.
I'm never going to get one. I don't need a Kiss Army shield on my shoulder.
No,
that's
no.
Stupid.
Yeah, that would
sure?
be stupid. Yeah.
Well, I think about it, but I don't need it.
You don't. No, you're right. You don't need it on your shoulder. You need it all across your back, like shoulder to shoulder across your back.
Your lower back. Get a tramp stamp as a Kiss Army shield. So when you wear your low jeans, you know. And you hike your t-shirt up. You see
I
it.
Like that.
Yeah.
Just get Ace Frehley's name right above your butt crack.
Yeah. I could have like the neck of his guitar have smoke right. coming right. up all right. over the back. Right.
That's not smoke.
I was watching King of Staten Island again. And, you know, he's a bad tattoo artist. And he goes, man, your Obama is whack, man.
It's terrible.
He's mm-hmm. got a big long nose. It's hilarious. All right, Craig. Yes, did you share that link?
I did. It's okay. up there. So give Megan your vote.
Megan, thank you for listening to the show, by the way. It's very nice. And yeah, that's a lot of work. That must have hurt.
Yeah, that's the thing. They
it does hurt.
They look painful.
They are painful.
I don't like pain.
From what I've told, what I've been told, yeah.
I got a feeling she's not done.
Yeah.
Because is it not an addiction?
I've heard.
Well, for a lot of people, yeah.
Once people get rolling like that.
Especially her. She's kind of, she has them all over.
Don't they just want more?
Yeah.
I think some people also view it as a bit of a therapy type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a permanent massage?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I'm not one of those people.
No, again, I've not found anything I'm passionate enough about to get a tattoo.
Put a ball of Tito's and a Viking sign on there.
See, I'm not passionate about that.
What about a backwards walker?
I like it, but I'm not passionate enough to do something permanent.
It can be really small and simple. That's the thing. It had to be something big.
Didn't I see some dude from ASU that had like the big three-pronged fork on the size of his back, too? You could get that.
Yeah, see, again. Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
Not enough passion.
You could get that on your neck.
I like the Sun Devils to win, but yeah, I'm not going to
permanently
ink myself.
My buddy who played football and then he went to school in North Carolina, he has that Tar Heel logo just on the back.
He played there.
On the back of his calf.
He played there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So that's different.
It's just on the back of his calves. You only see it when he's wearing
shorts. Hey, you went to some college at Arizona State.
No, I wouldn't put, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're just as qualified.
I went to some college.
Some college.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some of the logo.
That's true, he did play. But that doesn't stop fans from getting logos of teams just because you don't have to play for it.
Right, despite my declaration of being Pac-10 Player of the Week in 1988.
Now it's 88.
I thought it was Pac-10 Player of the Year.
No, it was also used to be
defensive player.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, defensive player of the year.
You could get like a bullet hole tattooed on your arm in solidarity with your fridge.
Or a teardrop on your cheek for the fridge?
Shooting the fridge. Right, yeah. Good point,
right,
Nick.
That's one of my proudest moments.
That was a good point.
Yeah.
Would be an interesting tattoo.
Yeah, that's one of my defining moments.
It is on this
around
show.
Here it is.
Which is why I should have held off on that story.
Even longer?
You did for a while.
Yeah. I did.
Too long.
Well, that's easier to, that's easier to illustrate than a pea-soaked tent.
Yeah. You have a tent, like a little spot in the corner.
Just a little stream running out the front of the tent.
You could in the tattoo, you could be wearing a jersey with a smudge on it, too.
I'm just saying that when we talked to Mark Lundholm, you heard that on the appetizer. You called yesterday, and he had a good point about everybody's personal journey is what they're going to get out of this past year once we all come out of,
Oh, that's frightening.
It was frightening. Yeah. You listen to it, but he's right about that. I mean, there's all little things. What's important to you? What do you care about? What don't you care about? What don't you give an F about? And you're just going to go ahead and do it.
I think it was just about survival for a lot of people,
too. It is. But you will feel free. I'm guessing if we all make it on the other side, it's going to be a freedom that I don't have now. Nick's almost got it.
I think he's giving people a little too much credit.
Oh, in general, you're right.
Right. Not everybody's going to reflect on this. A lot of people are just going to be the same dumbasses they were a year ago.
Oh, that's right. I saw him on Facebook yesterday. Yeah. I did.
But
that's
Lundholm's general disposition.
Yes,
though.
It is.
He sees the good in people, which is not generally the way we go.
Well, it wouldn't. Listen, we know a lot of people aren't going to get a personal journey out of this. They're just pissed off that a human being is the president now. You know, so they're lost. I'm not worried about them. But your own personal journey. How you feel about things. I know I've changed. Granted, my dad died, but I know I've changed when it comes to what I think is important in the future with COVID.
And you've learned that driving cross-country in an RV is not something for you.
That wasn't a part of that. No, not driving, but,
No, not that.
Just stuff I'm not going to talk about on the radio. Yeah, but I have different thoughts about a lot of things that I'm going to do.
People have reflected and gotten introspective, but I contend that a lot of people haven't.
Of course they haven't.
They're just too dumb.
Yeah, of course they're dumb.
Incapable.
Check out your Facebook today.
They're incapable of reflection and introspection.
Or unwilling. You know, sometimes you start looking inward and you see some stuff you don't want to see.
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah, that's why we go to therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to start doing stuff again, but I think it's going to need to be a slow ramp up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, can you imagine two things in a weekend?
We kind of all got Stockholm syndrome, I think, at this point, you know. Like, well, I don't know, maybe that's the wrong term, but I think we're all just, most of them. I'm still talking to a lot of people who are just going about their lives like nothing's wrong, and that's freaky.
No, Stockholm Syndrome is where you embrace your captor.
That's right. Well, that's what I mean.
Your captor.
Well, I kind of feel that way. We're all embracing our captor, and it's COVID. We're all, like, inside, you know?
Not embracing.
Well, you're settling for it.
Right, we're just tolerating.
Dealing with it.
You have to tolerate it.
Or is it Helsinki?
No, it's Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Because I always get that wrong. Yeah. I confuse my Scandinavian cities.
Yeah, Stockholm's when you like start to like the kidnapper, isn't
right?
It?
Right.
Yeah. No, this says Helsinki syndrome
is what I'm talking about, right?
Person being held captive begins to identify with and grow sympathetic to his or her captor.
That's
well, what
it.
The hell's Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Those Scandinavians.
I'm not growing sympathetic to COVID, which is our captor. Right
well, that's
now.
The same thing.
It is the same thing.
It occurs when hostages or abuse victims bond with their captors or abusers.
Yeah, it must be.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
Must be a Scandinavian thing.
Yeah. Why don't they just call it Scandinavian syndrome?
Good point.
It already has two names.
Yep.
I'm saying we get rid of the other two and just combine it, you know?
Yeah, but Norway wants nothing to do with that. There's no Norwegian cities mentioned in there.
Louisiana woman is getting moved on to the next stack. Scientists are figuring out.
Good story.
How come?
Because we already did that one.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah.
Scientists are figuring out how dinosaurs had sex as part of research on a museum fossil with
missionary.
A well-preserved pelvic cavity.
Missionary, maybe.
Paleontologists have determined that dinosaurs may have had genitalia similar to ducks and crocodiles.
What do they look like?
Long, bendy penises, meaning that mating between the often heavy and spiky, beasts easier.
Right.
You can read more about the
dinosaur porn.
Porn in the scientific journal Current Biology.
Heavy and spiky beast category.
Experts say the finding is a game changer.
Don't type in heavy beast on YouPorn.
Nude.
Heavy and spiky beast.
We talked about that yesterday, about Tyrannosaurus Rex. He got short arms, he couldn't masturbate, and Nick had a good point. Maybe Tyrannosaurus Rex had a huge schlong, and it just went right between his small arms.
Yeah,
that was
right there.
That was a great point.
So
yeah,
they could
never
actually
seen,
see this genitalia on this dinosaur?
Yeah.
No, they're hidden.
No, they figured out the... what the hole was good for.
And we like that.
And the answer is everything.
Yes, it is.
What the hole?
That's a big day in the lab.
Seriously, that's what they figured out. But it's like other animals that we already have. So, big deal.
We know what the hole's for. Yeah, we already knew that. We know what's for on us. Why would it be for them?
It's different because it's for everything.
Everything comes out of that
everything.
One hole.
Everything.
And one of our holes is forbidden, unless you're puss.
Hey, guys got to stay employed, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that eager about it.
I need a job.
Next year.
There's one guy in the dinosaur lab just obsessed with what their balls look like. We're working
cool
on diet
balls,
today.
Dude.
And he's like, well, yeah, but were they big? Like,
yeah, that would be their you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
right.
This
Professor Allen works on the dinosaur balls every day.
No. Nobody would eat lunch with you.
We asked him to stop, but he just keeps going back.
Next year, Germany will become the first nation to ban the practice of killing newly hatched male chicks. All across the world, chicken farms slaughter millions of males.
They do. Oh, they can't give eggs.
Do they?
Yeah, because they're completely unnecessary.
Okay, I didn't know that was a common practice.
Oh, yeah, they're completely unnecessary.
You can't eat male chickens?
Apparently that's not, they are superfluous to breeding, it says here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not worth it to fatten them up.
Right. And so recently signed legislation means that German farmers
there, they're just called farmers,
will now have to use technology to prevent male embryos from developing instead, a measure that agriculture officials call much more humane. Germany alone kills at least 45 million chicks every year, and they also are afraid that this new law might mean higher-priced eggs and meat. We will see.
Is that a common practice down on the farm, Puss?
Slaughtering chicks?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah?
Apparently, yeah. Every chicken life is not sacred.
Well, no.
We should have a march for them.
Of course, you know, they call them male chickens, but that's probably not the proper term.
Are they cocks?
I don't know. There's probably,
I don't know. I think you have to grow up to be a cock.
Roosters?
Or a rooster? Right.
I don't know.
I think they just call them male chicks.
There are lots of guys that grew up to be dicks. Yeah.
But I thought we just ate chicken, so why would they care if it's male or female? I know there's some, I never understood. I don't get that.
I don't know about eating the males.
Okay, obviously not.
It's the exact opposite of what China used to be.
No, I think
we don't eat the males.
The males are just there to inseminate the females.
Yeah, you just need one of them every now and then.
No.
That's why you don't have a bunch of roosters. You just have one or two roosters if you got a bunch of chickens. You don't have it because they're noisy, first of all. So you don't want a bunch of roosters.
They mess up the eggs.
That too.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we had someone who knew something about farming.
Yeah. Puss don't know anything.
I got nothing.
Puss just had one scared cow on the farm, basically.
Well, he's just the director.
Yeah, you're always in the barn pretending to do chores.
Puss is a real hands-off farm operator. He lets everyone else run the show.
He's hands-off for a while until he's hands-on.
And chickens are a lot of work.
Yeah, they are. You should know, Todd, you have a front yard chicken coop.
Nah, I thought about it.
I know.
And then determined it. They were a lot of work.
Yeah,
it sounds good. Aye, sure.
Go get the eggs.
Yeah, fresh eggs.
Yeah.
Taking care of the animals and whatnot.
Waking up the neighborhood every morning.
Right. Sounds hideous.
Yeah, no, they crap everywhere.
The NHL is fining the Washington Capitals $100,000. There were player violations of their COVID protocol that involves social interactions among team members who are in close contact and not wearing face coverings.
Oh, they started partying together, huh?
Yeah, they just played 2 games in 3 days against the Penguins in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they did.
No word of whether there's any COVID exposure or positive tests among the club or its players. I guess they were referring to Pittsburgh in that one.
Yeah, there's no fans at these games. What I saw watching the Penguins Flyers the other night, and there's no fans. And
so. That's got to be weird. I think weirder in hockey for the players not having anybody, because they had people right there, on the ice, banging on the glass.
Yeah, you're right. They could see these guys. You're right. As opposed to football, you're right. They're right there on the glass.
Plus, the NHL does rely on ticket revenue.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
For their money stream. Because they don't get a lot of TV money.
No.
Yeah, that small checks from the Outdoor Life Network.
CBS Sports has a lot of it, and NBC Sports.
NBC
Sports are covering it. Yeah, that's right, NBC Sports.
Yeah, but they paid like $8 to the NHL for rights. Nobody's watching that, are they?
In those markets, they do.
I suppose.
Yeah, they all that home. But you live in those cities. It's huge.
Hockey cities love hockey.
It's huge. It's a huge event.
I mentioned on PTI yesterday, it was like the 20th anniversary of when Fox tried to do the glowing puck thing.
Right.
And I guess...
Oh, that sucked, though.
Yeah, they make fun of it, but as a guy who doesn't watch hockey, I think it was a pretty good idea.
It was the same people.
The puck was going into the crowd, though. It didn't make much sense. The technology wasn't as good. They probably could do it better now.
Yeah, I'm sure they could.
But the same people who invented that also invented the first down line.
I understand that, but that thing, I watched that puck thing. It didn't look that good, remember? It was in the crowd a lot.
It was hard to follow.
Right.
And they mentioned, and I agree with him, I think Wilbon characterized the first down line on television as the greatest invention in sports broadcasting ever.
I'm with him.
Yeah. I agree.
That's nice.
I'm with him because the problem is we all yell at the players like we know we think they can see it. I do it every week. I do it every week. Come on, you'd have pushed another foot, you'd have got that.
But if it doesn't, if it's not there for like one play or something, you're like, you just lost.
What happened?
Where's the yellow line?
Yeah, who's asleep at the switch?
Yeah.
They do have new pucks this year.
All right.
And they had to take them out of circulation for a minute because they're not slick enough. The new pucks year had embedded tracking technology. They got rid of them just 1 week into the season. They're using old ones now, and they're going to work on getting these slick enough again.
Somebody get him a belt sander.
It wouldn't slide quick enough?
Yeah.
Obviously. Apparently not.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right. Yeah. There's your hockey news from the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. That's what we know.
Too sticky.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.